That's the Gemara. Bishlama chere sheita v'katan. Labi leideya ninu. Chere sheita v'katan cannot be a shliach ma'aviyah taget. Because to be a shliach, you have to be a bardeya. Avitichavim nami, labar heterum. Avitichavim is also possible because he's not a bargitten. Al asuma amai loy. Why can't the suma? What's the psul in the suma? Bring it again. Asuma is a full fledged yid. Sheishes lefi she'ena yedeya menina. Itlay ulamina. He's blind. Doesn't see who he's taking it from. Doesn't see who he's giving it to. So that's his psul. Maske flor of Yosef. What do you mean? Heich suma muta beishtay. Heich bnei adam etorim bnei sheisayim balayla. So how does the Gemara establish that there's a concept of tfiyas ayin? Because heyach suma muta beishtay. First of all, the lashon heyach suma muta beishtay, I just didn't understand. It should have better said heyach isha suma is muta bebayla. The mirza suma, so if it's not ishtai, or if it's an ishtish, somebody else ishtish, it's a problem. But if it's pnuya, it's not a problem. If the woman's a suma, it would be, I guess it would be a little stronger, the kasha, because she's also to everybody except for her husband. But what? Therefore what? No, mutter, it's not your vayavar. But anyway, be that as it may, the Gemara says that I can prove to you, tfiyas ayin, the karma is mutter. Because heyach suma muta beishtay. And how does that prove it? Maybe takasuma is also beishtay. Maybe he has to make simonim or something. I don't know. Amar in himself a pashtut. What? I don't know. Like Yaakov tried with Rachel. A simonim stronger than three tefillin of the kavod. Probably not. Probably not.
The fact that a suma can get married.
Maybe he needs an Aiden to tell him that it's his wife before he goes in. And the Gemara holds up his svara that suma is muta beishtay, the entire same. So tfiyas ayin adakal. Loch and every tfiyas ayin adakal. El amr of Yosef hacha b'chutz laretz askinah and the bali lameimer b'fani yafu b'fani yachta b'fani matzu lameimer. So really a suma bad sam could say Aiden based on tfiyas ayin adakal. And here he can't do it because it's coming from Chutzlaretz. And he knew before I nechta, but he didn't see it. Amalei Abaye, so Elamayata Pasuach Venistama, the Matsuyama, Hachinami Dekashu. If so, if he was able to see, and he saw before I nechta, and now he's bringing the get, so Marashach, on the before I nechta, he saw it. On the giving of the get, Tfiyas Ayin should help. Tfiyas Ayin Dekala should help. Vachtari Pasuach Venistama, Chazav in his patach kasha, chazav in his patach inla, chazav in his patach la. So Gemara, no, who I did, I forgot the law. Chazav in his patach, I did the tali shatu v'nishtatu, chazav in his tefa, tamid chazav in his tefa, chazav shal my lai. Since by shaita it has to go back and forth, tananami, psuach v'nishtam, chazav in his patach. And I'm Ravashi dekanami, I can prove it to you, the tali zah, klah, chosh tchulas, it is said to the da'as kasha, but I tell you, it's the kasha, it's kasha, shmami. So what's the maskana sagamah? What's going to say Gemara is that Asuma is taka neman with tfiyas ayin adakala, and the only time it's a problem is when he has to say before I nechdav. And Rachinami, we had so he doesn't have to say before I nechdav because he saw it and he was later became Asuma, so Rachinami is good. So this is the maskana of this Gemara. It's a similar Gemara in Chulin that klar, the very klar Gemara that not a machlokes, that tfiyas ayin adakala is good. Connected this, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Samach Balum. The Gemara talks about catching a Mesis who is trying to convince other people to be Eved Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a case where they hide Edim, and that the Edim should overhear the Mesis telling somebody to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Mesis doesn't need Hasra. So if they overhear it, it's good. The Gemara says that And the Seder of the Gemara says you light candles in the Cheder HaPnimi, where the Mesis is going to be, and you set up the Eidim hiding in the Cheder HaChitzayni, in the other room, to Rayim. And it says that they can see. So Rashi says, what's for Rayim? He says, they can't see if they're only relying on a voice, that's not good enough. The Gemara says, for Rayim, they have to be able to see. Because if they're going to hide and listen to the Mesis, even if they recognize his voice, it's not good enough. So from that Gemara, it's saying that the Yisrael of the Kol is not good enough to say Eidus. So we have two sugyas in Shas. It's not even complicated sugyas, it's very simple Gemaras. Our Gemara, which is here in Cholin, which holds the Yisrael of the Kol is good, at the Pshitas, otherwise Heyach Adam Mutabir, Isuma Mutabir Shtayt. And that Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says for Pashtos that Tfiyasein of the Kol is no good. So the Ktzais Mesivas have a machlokes about how to learn halacha from this chiluk. Okay, here it's Yisurim, there's Mephashtos. The Ktzais in Sidur Peyalos, Kut Yud Gimel, says that our Gemara is Isser. By Isser, Tfiyasein of the Kol helps. The Gemara over there is Nefashis. By Nefashis, it doesn't help. What about Mammon? So he says, by Mammon also it wouldn't help. To say, hey, this Mammon is, it's also no good. Let's say they're going to hide and overhear someone be either be Mazik or someone borrow money. They'll overhear, or a Haidah, they'll overhear something. So if it's sized by Mammon, it's not good enough to Yisrael of the Kol. Because Mammon, he'll have the same din of Eidus as Nefashis. And Mammon, it's no good. And that's the sheet of the Tzais. That it's only good by Agamara, by Isurim, and no place else. The Tzais writes, like Simon, a Simon. Let's say someone will say Eidus. He doesn't recognize the person, but he has a simen on the person. That the person has a scar on his back or a pimple. He has some type of simen. So he says by mammon it won't help. So mammon helps by isurim. Doesn't help by mammon. And therefore, suffix size iser is mokuladik. Iser simanim helps. Tiazayin helps. And Moshein came by mammon in the fashion. That's the Shita Saktsais. The Nesivis writes about the Ktsais, and the Simon Payalos, or Katan Zayin. He says that the Ktsais, the Teretz are the two Sugyas he's masking. Here it's Nefashis, here it's Issa. But he says, Chamira Yisura Meinomayim. The Nesivis says, Issa is more common than Mama. And he doesn't know what the Ktsais is talking about, that Simonim helped by Isser and not by Mammon. There's no such rule. And he says that Tfiyasayin of the Kol helps Sai by Isser and Sai by Mammon. It just doesn't help by Nefashis. And that's the way he comes out after the Hagdara of the two sons. Chazaki, you're wrong. Rive, you're right. Rive would seem to be a raya, because rive ain't half a moment after a rive. And by Isser, we do go bust a rive. That would seem to be a raya. You're not right. You'll see in a minute. Okay? Hopefully I'll get to what you're saying. But the thing is that it's not so pashut, because by mammon, we say enoch on the mammon achar harayv. It's true, but enoch on the mammon achar is to be mighty mammon. We don't go bas harayv. If the money, if there's no mosik, then we would go bas harayv. It's not entirely true, but lamaisa, if in the case of tfiyasein of the kol, we're being mighty mammon, mochari harayv. Our kaponim, this is the machlokes ktzais mesivas. Now, if I only saw the ktzais mesivas, so to have a machlokes tfiyasein of the kol by mammon, doesn't work. So what's the machlokes tali in? I think we could clear what it's tali in, how strong the raya is, or if Isser is Muhammad and Mamun. However, in the Bishayin of Nesivis, which is Tzais Raut, he writes a very interesting Nekuda that's the Machlaikis to him in the Nesivis. He explains the Machlaikis himself in the Nesivis. He says that they're arguing in something very Yisaitistic. The Nesivis holds that Fias Eina Dekala is Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. We spoke earlier in the year many times that Eide Yediya B'lay Eide Ri'ya. We spoke about the Eidim who see the Chasna has the ring in his hand and the Kala's finger, and then they get blocked, and then a second later they see the ring on the Kala's hand. They're Eide Yediya, they know the ring was put on, but B'lay Ri'ya they didn't see it put on. That's called Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. Now that's not Eidis that the Torah talks about. Torah says Eidis, and it's Eide Ri'ya. What about Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya? So the Nesiva says that Fias Eide Dechala is Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. That's the type of Eidis, that's the category. This is called Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. And the din is Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya is good by Mamun and Isser. And not by the Pashas, right? The Gemara says that if you see two people go into a room, one of them is running after the other with a knife, and then the Eidim come in afterwards, Shimon Meshatach went in afterwards, they saw the person dead and the person holding a knife dripping blood. See, you can't give, you can't kill based on that. That's Eide Yediya, B'lay Eide Ri'ya. By the Pashas, you have to see. If a person doesn't see, that's no good. You need Eide Ri'ya Mamish by the Pashas. There are cases we do it, need a hasbro. But the Gemara says that you don't. This Gemara says you don't. Okay, that you don't kill based on the idea of whatever it is. Truth is even a stronger Gemara. Why would you think if you see through a mirror someone kills somebody? Let's say you're in this room, some of the other room, there's a mirror, you can see in the other room. Is that good, Avis? Huh? No, it's not the same as glasses. Glasses, yeah, you see, it helps you see. A mirror is less. The Gemara says about a mirror, the Gemara doesn't say Sanhedrin, but it says in Rosh Hashanah that if you see the moon through a mirror, you see the reflection in the lake, that's not a good Eidus. You have to see this. That's Eide Yediya, B'lay Ri'ya. Akoponim, that's the Shitas on the Sivas. That Tfias Eina Dekala is Eide Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. The Ktsais writes that he's wrong. He's wrong. Eide Ri'ya means you see with your eyes. So the Ktsais, what's the difference? You see with your eyes or you hear with your ears. That's Eidus Mamish. Eide Yediya is something that needs a upshatzel, that you have to use your brain to figure out. That's Eide Yediya. He says if you see with your eyes or you touch with your fingers or any of the chushim that you could know from the chush itself, he says that's called Eide Ri'ya Mamish. Kol she'enei tzarech l'kayach ha'mishair. That's Lashon says. Kol she'enei tzarech l'kayach ha'mishair. You don't need the kayach of estimation. You don't have to estimate in your mind. That's Eide Ri'ya. And if Tvias Ayin would be good, it would be good even by Nefashis. What now the Meister of Gemara Sanhedrin says it's no good. Why is it no good? Ayin Eide Ri'ya. Must be that the Gemara means that it's not a good Raya. Hearing a voice, it's not good enough. It's a Raya Kalusha. It's a weak Raya. And that's why it's no good. Because hearing is a very weak Raya. So for Yisr, it's good enough. But for Eidus, we need Abishnei Eidim Yachim Davar, which is Mamun and Nefashis. There it's not good enough. But this way, the Ktsais himself is Masber, this Machlaikis. So Ktsais is saying that it's Eide Ri'ya. And if hearing would be a strong Raya, then it would be, you could say Eidus based on it. If the Gemara says it's no good, it's not like the Nesiva says because it's Eidus Yediya B'lay Ri'ya. It's because it's a Shvach Ri'ya. It's a Ri'ya which is not good enough for Eidus. The Ktais is saying it's better and it's worse. It's saying it's better, it's not Mishriya. But it's worse because the Gemara says it's not a strong enough Raya. What? We're saying the voice is not good enough. The Samsaifa says in Su, a Ramban of Chumash. It says, Yaakov said, Ulai Yimushaini Yavi. I'm afraid my father will touch me and realize I'm not Esav. So Ramban says, "Why Ulai Yimushaini? What about the voice?" So Ramban says, he says, it could be they had similar voices. But it could be, because voices you can disguise. People know how to disguise their voice. So voices are not a Raya. That's what the Ktais is saying. That be'etzem, if a voice would be a good raya, then it would have a din of riyah mamish. But the voice of ma'aseh is not a good raya. That's why it's a raya klush. This is the machlokes of Tzitzis Nesivos. Now, Nesivos himself, Nesivos tells us that this yidia b'lei riyah. And the idea of Leviyah is always good by Mammon, and it's always good by Yisr. So that's why it's good. By Nefashis, that idea of the Leviyah is over. This is about close place to see this. Now, Agav, I saw an interesting tshuva about whether you could make a shliach for a get through a telephone. The Ratzina Rav, in one of the Baramishas, has a tshuva, whether you can call on the phone, whether that, if you repass the farisa to you saying that the caller is good, is that good? So he brings from three tshuva svarim that say it's good, from the beginning of the century, the Beis Yitzchak, and the Marshag, and the Sharei Deya. All Gedolim, obviously, if it's a telephone, it can't go back more than 100 years. So these are all Gedolim in pre-war Europe. And they all said you could do it on the telephone if you recognize the voice. If there's a tefillah saying that the color over a telephone, it's good. The Debrecina Rav writes, he doesn't understand it. Some they didn't know how a phone works. Because how does a phone work? You don't hear the person's voice. The voice gets changed to a electrical current. The electrical current hits the receiver and it gets transferred. You're not hearing the voice. He doesn't understand. How do they say it's good? What? It's a new sound. It's the sound of a machine.
What is sound?
Because what is the source of that energy that you're hearing with your ears? Is the source the person's vocal cords? Is the source the... It's not. The vocal cords get changed to electricity. Electricity gets... you can synthesize the electricity. What I would understand... But the way I would understand this is totally the machlokes Tzitzis Nesivos. According to the Nesivos, Tzvias Eina the Kala is Eidei Yediyah, but like Eidei Riyah. So who cares? And it is his voice. It's an electric impulse with a voice. My nafkamina. It's anyway Eidei Yediyah, but like Eidei Riyah. If it's Eidei Yediyah, but like Riyah, the Kaya HaMishayar, if you're estimating what you're hearing, so what's the difference if my Kaya HaMishayar comes through his voice or through an impulse made by his voice? If I can recognize the voice over the phone, it's also there. If you all like the sights that Kael is Eidei Re'iyah, that it's Mamish, you have to hear the Kael. So then the Tzvias Ein of the Kala is Eidus Mamish. So then you can have a Kaila, it's not Mamish the Kael. You can still ask. He is not the Kael, maybe it should work, I'll say the idea of Leiviri. But the Sugya of Tzvias Eina, the Kala, the Ktsais holds, is the Kael Mamish. If it's the Kael Mamish, it's like Ria, so then the Kasha makes it make sense that here it's not the Kael Mamish. The truth is that when I learned this, I had written in my notes that L'chaira, the question of whether seeing things through a video is a good, you can say Eidus, should be totally in the same thing. If you see through a video someone's killing somebody, so that's Eidei Yediyah v'Leiriyah. It's no different than a mirror or a telephone. It's Eidei Yediyah v'Leiriyah. In Ritzicha, it certainly would not be good. But by the fashis you need a riyah to say this. If you see through a mirror, you also can't disguise it, and it's no good. The same thing in video, it also wouldn't be good. It's a funny thing that 2 days ago, say today is Tuesday, so Sunday, at about 5 o'clock, I was talking on the phone with someone in Eretz Yisrael about a nida. It's a complicated nida, and it has to do with egg donors, with somebody who gives an egg to make a woman pregnant who can't, she doesn't have her own eggs, but she can carry a baby. And whatever the hesekins is, she's getting eggs from someone else. So this person, Eretz Yisrael, is involved, told me there's a machlokes. The hashkocha, you have to have hashkocha to make sure it's the right egg. So he said there are two ways they do it. He said they do it either with a mashgiach mamish, and then they have to get a woman to be in the hospital room. I mean, it's not an easy setting. And they have those who allow with the video camera. They should do it even with a man because the video camera is limited in what it shows. So he told me that this is my focus because certain places where the video is good enough. So I was thinking about it, I couldn't figure out exactly what I was totally in at the moment. And then the day later, yesterday, I pulled out my notes on TSN at the Kala. And I had written then this Hashara, that what the Debrecina Rav has is true about the telephones, the same thing with the video. A video is why? It's a day Yediyah Balayriyah. That's what it is. A day Yediyah Balayriyah. Now, if there's no chashash that the video is fake, however a person could check that, then Yisurim should be good. It should be a good thing. And what's the difference? The way the Nesivus looks at TSA at the caller. And the video should be the same thing. Now there is a third sheet, and a some cipher is a sheet in between. Now first of all, let me tell you, it's Machlokes Rishonim. There's a Ramah that says Beferish like the Ktzais. And there's a Tshuva of the Rimagash that says Beferish like the Nesivus. And in the Achrayim, there's a Machlokes there, Chalukei Deis, if Tviyasein of the Kala works by Mamin, the Pesachei Tshuva and Siman Lamed Hei by Suma, Pesachei Tshuva Beis, I think it is, brings a Machlokes, some are like the Ktzais, some are like the Nesivus. There's some cipher writes an in-between Shita. He seems to be knighted in Shitas HaKtzais. But he makes the following sort of shara. He says, L'maisa, Tfiyas Eina de Kala has a chsarin that it's easy to fake. Relatively easy to fake. Easier than the way a person looks. A person could fake his voice. See, he's Mechala. He says, Tfiyas Eina de Kala only works when someone is speaking L'Pitumai. In other words, you happen to be in a room and you overheard somebody else talking. It wasn't set up. So there's no reason to suspect that a person is disguising his voice. If you just happen to overhear it, if you're sitting in a room and the two people behind you are talking and you overhear something, so to be saying that the caller would be acceptable, would be good for a moment. However, in the case that Tzais is going on, which is when they hit a person in a room, and they hit him in a box, and he overheard somebody else talking, and he's going to say, hey, this is based on Tzvi Yisayin of the Kala. This is when it's set up, then Tzvi Yisayin of the Kala is a riot klusha, like the Tzais says. Since it's something that could be easily faked, something that could be forged, that could be set up. So, the truth is, the more unique a person's voice is, the easier it is to imitate them. Okay, I think the Miller's voice, I've heard many people do a good imitation. Somehow it's an authority, a certain voice. Yeah, you can do it. But some people just have a run-of-the-mill voice. It's very hard to fake. So the more a coil is nicker, the more it's easy to fake. It's an interesting thing. So some cipher, when it's set up, there it's no good. There the Tzvi is saying that the Tzvi is right, it's a Raya Klusha, and it's no good. As far as the Pleiskim are concerned, this is the basically the three Mahalasim. The Mahalas of the Ksais, the Mahalas of the Nesidus, and the Sefer in between. And all these Shitas answer the Stiris HaSugis with the same Mahalach. That Sanhedrin is talking by a Mesis, which is the Fashis. Agamar is talking Surim. Memeil, these are mocking for Machlaikis. What do you do with Mammon? Do you say Hamiri Surim and Mamayna? Do you say Hamura Mamayna Meisura? These are mocking for Machlaikis in between. This is basically the Mahalach HaPleiskim. Rather, some Sefer brings another Raya. Very nice Raya. The Rambam, when he says Asuma is Pasul La'edis, the Rambam says Asuma is Pasul La'edis because it says in the Pasik, for who aid Ayra, Nishara Ilaras. It says that the aid saw, it's a Xeris HaKosov, Asuma is Pasul. So some say it's Medayik, it's a Xeris HaKosov, Asuma is Pasul. Vice versa, Be'etzem, and I'm talking about Mammon. Be'etzem, the fat Tzvias Eimed, the color would be good. Now, Yisuma, the Gzeres HaKosov, Yisuma is possible. So, someone's not a Suma, not including the Gzeres HaKosov, by says he could say this on Tzvias Eimed, the color. Which again, the Sanseita says, with his Loch Shash, was fake. In that case, he holds up the Suma, he's going to say this.
Well, not by the
the Fashas is no good. According to the Sivis, it's no good. According to the Samsifer, it's looking to my. What'll be the dim? That's an interesting question. Chayit should be good. If he holds it's Eide Ria, which he seems cool to hold that, that's an Eide Ria. Yeah, he brings a possible terror. It's a different death, a different terror than the Sivis HaSugis. The basis, Darko used to whisper. Alright, it's a different terrorist to answer the Sirius Asugis.
I just thought that was also a different
terrorist. If you go with that Mahalas, you do. I don't think the place in general, I think they go with the Mahalas that that's the fascist and this and that, and then I think it's the place to see we spoke them on that way, despite their Machlaikis. So he says it with Derech Hefshri, he doesn't say it as well. There's another Mahalach which has to do with something someone asked when we started. The Piskei Tshuva, in parentheses, suggests a different teretz to the Stiris HaSugis. Piskei Tshuva is a similar range pace of Katan Aleph. And he suggests a different teretz. It's interesting because I found this teretz in the Shari Deya. There's at least one other. He says that Tfias Eina de Kola is good if no one is contradicting you. Tfias Eina de Kola is good when there's no Hakchashim. Ketzatzimum Mutabi Ishtai, Kustama, you can rely on Tfias Eina de Kola. Tfias Eina de Kola is no good when someone is contradicting you. The Sugi in Sanhedrin, the Mesis is, some he's denying that he's a Mesis. So when there's someone denying, and you say yes, and he says it wasn't me, then Tfias Eina de Kola is no good. In a case where no one is denying it, there, that's also good. That Tfias Eina de Kola is good. There's some case where no one's denying it, there's no argument, it's good. Which means, he holds, that by Mamin, Tfias Eina de Kola is no good. Why? Because the person is denying it. If the person admits it, there won't be a din Torah. So if the person's denying it, then it's no good. And then Tfias Eina de Kola by Mamin is taka no good. But like it's mashba from the Rambam, that v'hu eid ayra, v'hu eid v'yad ayra, that they need Riyah. That's what someone's contradicting you. When no one's contradicting you, then he says Tfias Eina de Kola is good. So by Mamin, it's come out, the only case that would come up is where you have a bari and a shema. So he passed in a bar, he can't be mighty from a shema, so with Tfias Eina de Kola, he could be mighty. Could be such hesitant. But anyway, this is another shita, but again, the Iker shita is on the stomach, says the Sivis, and they're Mahalach here in Tfias Eina de Kola. Just wondering about this tshuva, about the recognizing a voice to write a get over the telephone. What do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah in the sixth parak on Samach Vav, a two-line Mishnah. We saw your Mushluch Labar. There's a man who was thrown into a bar that presumably is going to die there. Va'omer, kol ha-shemeya es-taylai yichtev get le-ishtay. And he says, whoever hears my voice, give a get to my wife. He says, and the way it's brought down in the halach is, the Tosfos says, that he says his name, Pliny ben Pliny, you can get le-ishtay, Pliny less Pliny. And, there it's good, there's no tefillah saying the color there at all. Because the Gemara is, Leich Hashem Hashedu, Beistais, that's Tamazai, you don't have to be Chayshish people that are lying, no?
How many
people could
have said lying? Huh? The situation is,
they can't be able to get out of the dime. Right.
So maybe they were
not, maybe someone else wants to get this guy's wife free. So maybe the person in the bar wants to free someone else's wife, and he's saying,
yeah,
maybe that's so. It means in the Ikarat Din, you don't even need to be saying it to call at all. I understand. So now you're going to be that means when I tell you it's good. Just we that for the middle, so we don't rely on such things usually. But so now you're going to stop being the fafik on TSN at the color through a telephone. It says maybe the whole shah is in the Durabana, and the Rabbana said you need akara, how much akara do you need? Yeah, it could be. But the Rabbana said you need akara, how much akara do you need? Okay, Al Kaparin, this is the sugya of TSN at the color. We'll go right into the next one. Next, so yeah, buy me then. We're about me. Eved, now she yas shliach with tablet, he should be on Bible. It's a shayma here. Is this gittin shayma? Or an eved shayma? Eved, now she yas shliach with tablet, he should be on Bible. I think it's a shlicha shayla, right? Is it not a kasha for shlichas? It's not a shayla to do with gittin especially. What? Stan is not la bar shlichas. Eved is not a, can't be a bar shlichas for this. Amal lehu midu kapas leilei v'kechabi v'chlal the Eved kasha. Since a guy is possible, by faith an Eved is kasha. Now, this shayla lechayra is a beferish mishnah. It's a psachim. Mishnah psachim says that a man who's run, who has to make a carbon pesach psachim dat peches. Aimer ha'aimer la'avdai say b'shchayt alai pesach. There's a case there where a man tells somebody else say b'shchayt alai carbon pesach. Rather, Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis in the sugya of Shlichus, he says, "What's the makar in Mishnayis for Shlichus?" He says, "In Pesachim Peches." This is the makar in Mishnayis for the concept of Shlichus. Is he brings down that Gemara Shlichus when he's on a Shukkot? But such so the answer to Pesach Mishnah say the Shlichus like Pesach. A man tells an Eved to go shech the carbon Pesach. So what's the sugya here? If an eved is a kosher shliach,
a kosher shliach. That's the question is initially.
It's not really true because the Gemara in the Havamina holds ma'atem Yisrael, afshulchatam Yisrael. It's near from the whole parsha shliachus, right? It's a near. There's a gamri memayit for the whole parsha shliachus in eved. So how can the Ma'ir have it from Shlichus? How can the Gemara have such a suffix? It's a Mishnah in Pesachim that you could. If I have a Svara to be to Knechalik. Shliach. How do you answer the question? you're going to have to find a way to explain the filler. Alright, this, to answer this, takes us back to something we discussed last week. Last week, I mentioned to you that there's a concept of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, which has nothing to do with shlichus. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, there's an idea that if you hire someone, it has different dinim than if you make a shliach. The case I think I mentioned to you was that Hamadbiya Metziah L'Chaveiroi L'Kana Chaveiroi, unless it's the Migu D'Zachu L'Nafshei. Even if you hold Hamadbiya Metziah L'Chaveiroi L'Kana Chaveiroi, but a poyel could pick up Metzias. You could hire someone to pick up Metzias for you. Or in the case of Teifis L'Bachai, the Mokhan Shechad L'Achini. If somebody owes two people money, and one of them wants to grab his betachlin, so he could. But he can't make a shliach because it's chad v'achrini. But a poyel could, because yad poyel ki yad rabbi. In Dini Mamin, the zikha is such a cloud that yad poyel ki yad rabbi, and if you hire someone, he has a din like the adai, even a guy, there's no shlichas for a guy. But if you hire a guy, and the guy goes to the store and buys things for you, so yad poyel ki yad rabbi, he could be kind of for you. By mitzvahs. So there the Machna Ephraim went out on a limb, and he was mechadish that Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi works by mitzvahs too. I mentioned to you the case of Makkah, where you hire a guy to work to build a Makkah. The Machna Ephraim says that the Yid who hired him is acceptable to make a bracha, even though he's shlichus la'akum. He's not a shliach, no shluch ha'shodom kamaisi on this guy. But Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, and when you hire someone to do a micah for you, that's good. I think the other case I mentioned was also the Master Ephraim, where a guy does miruach. A guy does miruach on your shibalim, on your grain. So that is enough to make you be chayim chumas amaisus, because even though I shlifas la'akum, because he had poyel, he had rabbi. So remember, you tie it, then maybe there it's a din in the shibalim that after being nismarach, so maybe it's not such a raya. But Micah is a pretty good raya. That anyway, the Master Ephraim says this klal. So again, yad poyel ki yad rabbi by momin, everyone's master. Yad poyel ki yad rabbi by mitzvahs, that there's no beferish place in shas, that the Master Ephraim holds raya for, he has raya from Yishayden. But he holds the Yapayot Yarabai by mitzvahs too. Rabbi Kivega argues. Not by Mammon. By Mammon it's Sicha Yapayot Yarabai. By mitzvahs, do you say Yapayot Yarabai? So Rabbi Kivega in his Agoris on the Machna Ephraim, he says that it's no good. That by mitzvahs, you don't say Yapayot Yarabai. And he brings a few rayas from Hataras Nadarim, Hafaras Nadarim. He brings rayas, he holds that it's not. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says that our sugya, which has a shayla, if an eved could be a shliach for a get, and a chayyut shver from Pesachim Peches, he brings this kasha. In Pesachim Peches, you see, they could tell your Rebbe, say the Shvayt Olai Pesach. So if Rebbe Kiva Eger, this is a riot to the Machna Ephraim. Because like the Machna Ephraim, you can answer. You know why in Pesachim Peches it's good? Because there it's talking that you're sending your Rebbe. It does not work with Torah Shlichus. It works because Yad Poyel, Yad Rabbi. So from the Mishnah of Pesachim Peches, it's talking about a riot. There it could be a word of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi. And that would answer the theory of Tavar Gemara. Except that the place of Kiddush, he says, is Mashmah that it's not of Yad Poyel, it's of Shlichus. So it's a kasha. But from the Mishnah itself, it's no kasha. Because that Mishnah, I could learn out Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi. No maskana that we end up in Eved is a good shliach in a chinami. the Mishnah there means really shlichus. If you're writing a pirush of the Mishnah in Psachim, you'll explain it's shlichus. And that's taka what Tosfos says in Kedusha shlichus. That's the fiya emes that Eved is a good shliach. Our kasha was in the havamina of our Gemara. Gemara has a havamina that an Eved is not a good shliach. So how are you going to learn the Mishnah in Psachim? So if you keep eager, like the Machna Frayin, it's good. The Mishnah Psachim, you would learn of Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. The Eved has a din of Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. And there it works. Now, Shaykin, over here, we have a Shayah of works but Tarish Shmicha Sadat. Nothing to do with that Gemara. That Gemara is talking Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. Yeah, I'm not sure. Hear what you're saying. Right, let's think about the kasha. I think this is all the Rodeki Daiger. Then he says Sarfi Eladina. Since he has this raya, he says Sarfi Eladina. It's interesting. I thought you everyone would ask me something else. What's with the Kivega's parents? What's different that sugya and this sugya? That sugya, the other sugya, Parakiyad Rabbi, or sugya Shlifa. Akash should stay you in the face. Huh? And the terrorist Akash is so obvious to you, I'm not asking. Huh? The Akash is, it's funny because the Stechemen has an Arifas on Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi, and he brings the Shalom Nation. He says he has a Raya Brura Shein Olof Tshuva against the Machna Frayim. These words are Raya Brura Shein Olof Tshuva. Whenever someone brings a Raya, they write a Raya Brura Shein Olof Tshuva, you can be sure that there's a Tshuva somewhere. You have an answer because it's Kachem Advar. The Shema says Raya Brura Shein Olof Tshuva, so get in that subgimel. He doesn't even talk about stuff. Just think of that gimel. The Gemara says, Eved Maoshi Yehas Shmeach Matavu Ged. What do you mean? It should work out Yad Payot Yad Rabbi in our Gemara. Why doesn't it work in our Gemara? Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. So why doesn't it do with Shlichus? The Eved could be a Shlich to the Kabbalah get for the Isha. Because of what? Because Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. Huh? The Shalom Meshach says this. He calls this a Rai Shalom of Tshuva. So our Gemara declares if Eved could do it, I'll say this. You know, it doesn't declare us Payol. The Stechemen writes on this Raya Shem Olof Tshuva that the answer is, who says it's talking about her Eved? Who says the Gemara is talking about her Eved? It should be Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. It's just like her. When we talk about the woman's Eved, we usually say Kachos, if he's tied up, it's good because he's a Chatzar of the Isha. The Gemara here doesn't make any Shalukim. He says the what? Eved. Eved shall call Adam as she has a shrikli shabiyam. Other rabbits, very good. We're not talking about the woman's Isha, we're talking about someone else's Isha. Why does Rashi say that? Because if it's her Eved, so we have the Sugya then. If she's tied up, then it's a Chatzar by it. So Mamela, he says it's no Raya for now. Gadi, he brings an interesting Shaila. He has a few Pesach Shailas, with Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. He has a Shaila, can you send a guy, your worker? You want to send your worker to buy chametz on Pesach. Somebody, it's a true in the Beis Shlaima. Someone sent a goyish worker. Let's say he's got a business. He has a store, and he wants to have chametz right after Shabbos, right after the Pesach. So he tells his worker that on the eighth day of Pesach, go and buy chametz, and you'll bring it to me. But don't bring it into my house until after this man. After this man, you'll bring it in. I'll be able to sell it. So the Beis Shlaima has the shayla. So one shayla about a mirror lachem. But let's say he did it already. He sent a worker to buy chametz on Pesach. So the Beis Shlaima says that it should be a din of Yad Payol Kiyad Rabbi. even though he's not shlichus to a guy. But if you hold like the Machna Ephraim, you had Paro ki had Rabbi. Then the Chometz was Chometz Shal Yisrael on Pesach. And Chometz Shal Yisrael on Pesach, it's awesome. Even though he's shlichus like him. If the guy did you a favor, you didn't pay him, so now you had Paro, it was one thing. But if you hired him, then you did. What? The question is, if you say Shlichus Baravera, if you say I poke your bravo by Baravera. What? Well, I mentioned is that it is discussed. Right? I don't know who the Tutsvadim are. But he's Namigonda, Beishlaim is Namigonda, it is. What? You only ask him. Then there's no Yapoke Rabbi. What you talk about? You're not mechuyev to pay him for his time. If he goes and buys without you telling him, you don't have to pay him for that time. Could be it is. I don't know. Well, we say a shlichus varavera, it's certainly not nisiachis to the. There's no chalois to the thing. I mean, according to Taisa Shita, that there's no divrei rab, divrei talmid. Good choice. Well, some because not Taisa anyway. Taisa holds a shaygig. You say a shlichus varavera. I don't think it passes. Anyway. The Stechemin has one more interesting thing. He brings a Magen Avraham b'shem Ashlah. If you find Chometz on Pesach, what do you do? Everybody knows. What do? You find Chometz on Pesach? Kosel of Kli, you burn it on Chol HaMoed. Right? Assuming it's a Yitz Chometz. That's so posh it nowadays. Because if you find Chometz in your house nowadays, it's a Goy Chometz. You sold it. Let's say a Yid finds a Yitz Chometz on Pesach. Kosel of Kli. Why don't you burn it on Pesach? Why don't you burn it on Pesach? Now that burn, you know, make a fire for no eichel nefesh dekanim. What? Or else muktzin, basically, is true. Else muktzin. So the if you hold tzarchi mitzvah mutter, then it's also okay. The shloss says if you have a guy, let the guy burn it for you. Get a guy, you're allowed to tell a guy to do the bar mitzvah on Yom Tov. So have the guy, as I stated in the Shlach, let the guy burn it for you. So the from Seifer and Tshuva jumps on this Shlach. Says, what do you mean? You have a mitzvah sasei of Teshbisu. And you're either by your rod, maybe a b'shogeg, maybe, but you're either by your rod, you have chametz. By your rod is a lav hanitik lasei of Teshbisu. If you burn it, you have a kapora on the lav. You have a bayira. By burning it, tashbisu with lav in tiklasa, you have a kapora on the lav. If you have a guy burn it, so then you're not makarim tashbisu, because it's shlichus la'akum. And you have no kapora, no nitiklasa on the bayira. That's the whole reason that you don't kick it out of the house. It's the whole reason that you save it and you burn it afterwards. It's makarim tashbisu. So the guy is assuming that it's a lot of nitik lasei, like the rabbi says. Obviously. So the way he says, if you have a guy burns it, you're misakin lahabo. If you wait to burn it later, you're going to misakin the shavar also. That's the reason that you wait. The truth is, as a matter of halacha, the Mishnah Brura says that if someone didn't do bittul, he said by Uriah. The Shabbos says that Chalut Yedayis, and a Yid who burns it, Yesh Layami Lusnas. Amen. It could be other, whatever the Lashon is. Alright, look, my point wasn't to get into the whole Hilchos Chametz. Let me just get back. The Sanseifus Kasha on the Shla is that you're missing Teshbisu. You're missing the team of Teshbisu. What? So the Stechemet says, Mamish Vakeret. The Chzayt assumes it's not a pile, just get someone to do you a favor. The Stechemet says that pay the guy to burn it for you. If you pay the guy to burn it for you, you're Poyel Kiyad Rabbi, and then I'm the Kanta Shvisu. No, there's no, the Malacha Shabbos is only on Guf Yisrael. You're Poyel Kiyad Rabbi, it's like putting on tefillin to Mr. Shabbat Gufa, you can't do it through a pile. But Tashbisu, you could do through a pile. So he says that that's the yeah, he knows what the Shlom meant, but he says the Shlom meant through a pile, yeah, pile kiad rabbi by mitzvahs. Which, right, is only good like the back of Ephraim, not good like the kiddush. So again, from our Gemara, the Shelo Meisha says it's a raya one way, which the chayr is a toss. But the kiddush says a raya to the back of Ephraim. That since our Gemara would be a steer to the Mishnah in Pesach and Pesach, so in order to avoid having that stira to that sugya, you would answer that you had parakad rabbi, and that's the case there in the Mishnah on Pesach. Okay, so we turn the page, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. I hope you're still keeping up, and next 2 days, Mr. Shemot.